I try in general not to repeat Sheeran that much. The title of this year, I think we've been saying pretty much over the last couple of years, but this year changes. The title is The Power of New Torah, and some of the 10 of the most important Svarim that came out in the last year. We do it before Shavuos, and we often point out the following by way of introduction. The Taz notes in Archaim and Simen Mem Zayin, Sefkatan Hei, the Torah Chaim, Bav Metzia, as well as many others, point out that the Lashon of Birchas HaTorah, when we refer to their bonus olam, giving us the Torah, so we don't refer to it in Birchas HaTorah as if God gave us the Torah in past tense. We rather refer to it B'Lashon Hove, Baruch Hu is no Sein HaTorah, that we are continuing to receive a Chelek in Torah, that the Taz writes that when a person learns Torah, Umamti Lanu Hu Yisbarach Po Ta'amim Chadashim, one always finds new reasons and new explanations, and every generation has its own kind of Torah and new kinds of Torahs. And in that sense, it's always nice around Shavuos time to reflect upon 10 of the most important Svarim that have come out. Not most important, 10 Svarim that came out in the last year that I very much connected to. The list we have, a couple things by just as a Hakdama. The list we have is more of a reflection of me than it is a reflection of anything else. I can't say I systematically went through every published work put out and like rated them and like, here's the 10. These are 10 that I saw that I thought were very nice and I very much enjoyed and think are very, very important. That's point number one. Point number two, you have to afford me a little bit of flexibility trying to figure out what is and is not called a sefer. I struggle a lot with whether an article biography should be called a sefer or not. I don't know the answer to that question. I still don't know, because I'm not sure which 10 are going to be the 10, but that's certainly something. Another sort of like, we try to switch things up a little bit. So for sefer was put out a couple of years ago, and now there's a newer volume of that sefer, things like that. Lab Daf, we're going to mention it. And also, if someone put out a new edition of a great sefer that was already out, probably a new edition of a riff or a new edition. We're not going to speak about that. We're talking about new svarim that have come out and that were written. We're going to jump all over the place a little bit. Some of it in terms of some lumdus and some halacha and some machshava and some musar and things like that. The other just last caveat is I'm not qualified or I will not talk about a sefer that I do not own and have never opened. So even the sefer seems really important. If I've never seen it, I just feel somewhat less qualified to say it at all. But we'll go as follows. First sefer is a very, very famous one. It was a very, very popular sefer Elul time. It continues. We spoke about it then at length. I think it's a wildly important sefer to talk about June time also. And Judah's Baderech is wildly important. It's important because of one, not just that it's very, very pleasant and it's something which you can read and it's enjoyable and it'll make you smile at times. It's very important the way I would say it because it changed, in a certain sense, the way many people spoke about where they were holding. That people were able to, he introduced a certain kind of language to be able to say, how am I doing? And not to beat myself up too much about extra. But why people say, like, I'm Baderech. That, you know, generally speaking, you put in a sefer and there are bumper stickers put out as a result of that sefer. That's not a bad indicator that it, you know, resonated a bit or that you just have access to a bumper sticker printing machine. I don't know. But there's certainly a lot there, and it's a wildly important sefer we spoke about. A lot of the ideas, I would say, are not per se original as much as putting together the Makoros in that way adds a very new and original flavor. Looking at Rabbi Yonah and Shari Tshuva, or looking at, as we pointed out, you know, Meiri, and being able to formulate what it means. So I think that is one thing which is very, very important. That would be sefer number one. Svarim number two and three are going to be formulated in the following way, and we're going to move around hashkafically a little bit, but we'll go to the YU world for a second for Svarim two and three. Rav Shechter is undoubtedly one of the real gedolim of the Tzibor with which many of us associate, and Rav Shechter's impact is very, very clear. In particular, during the tkufa of COVID and the like, when in the initial lockdown, so Rav Shechter's tshuvas were very impactful as far as policy in many, many communities, and his Piskei Halacha and general guidance are sought out by many. While his Shiurim in general get printed, there have been more, and are publicized and are recorded online. We have a couple Sfarim that came out this year of the Torah of Rav Shechter that I think are very, very important. The first, the Sefer, which I don't even know if it was published, I got the PDF of it at all time, called Batei Yosef. It was a sefer put out of the Psakim of Rav Shechter and Rabbi Willig on Yamim No Ra'im, centered around the Torah of Rav Soloveitchik. So a person who comes from a certain kind of world and wants to know before Yamim No Ra'im, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Torah of the Rav and some of the Lamdas there, coupled with the Psakim of what do Rav Schechter, Rav Willick say about a variety of topics. So that became very, very important. It's important because sometimes we know, much as the Chazon Ish is an example, referred to the Mishnah Brura as the posting Acharon, the Chazon Ish also felt very comfortable at time, paskening, against the Mishnah Brura. So much as we know that there are Sfarim that are very, very important, and Sfarim that determine, in a certain sense, the mainstream view, that everyone in their own Sibor and newer Shilohs that come up, it's often intriguing to know, you know, what goes on. Chumrah is in figuring out how many Tekiyas you blow and how you blow Tekiyas. That can be very, very important to think as basic as Shulchan Aruch says there's a minhag to fast in Erev Rosh Hashanah. Some people do have that minhag, some people don't have that minhag. In the Tzibor, especially if you're from a particular Tzibor, you want to know what is the minhag in that Tzibor. So it's helpful to know what people happen to say. That's Sefer number two, Rav Schechter and Rabbi Willig, on the topic of some of the Piskei Halacha of Rav Schechter. Another Sefer which came out fairly recently was, this is not the Sefer there, it's a Sefer put out of Torah of Rav Schechter and Ritworski on topics of insights and attitudes, Torah essays on fundamental halachic and ashkafic issues. This Sefer walked into this farm store in Lakewood on Friday. It was right there in front when you walk in. This Sefer is a Sefer. Many of the articles here have already been published. It's important on one level because it goes all Seder HaParsha, and some of us looking for what to say in the Parsha, so you have it here. Again, a lot of them were online on Torah Web, but here you have them. There are also a variety of essays in the back. Torah put out by Rav Schechter and Rav Tversky on particular topics that are very, very important. Rav Schechter about the importance of Mesorah, some Psak of Rav Schechter, how many days to keep when you're in Eretz Yisrael and you're a Ben Chutz La'aretz, questions about paying taxes and Din Demachos Adina, questions about reporting abusers regarding Mesira. And some of these things were not, they maybe that some of these teachers are known by Rav Schechter. Some of these were published in different forums in the past. Some of them were really just online and Torah Web and giving a little bit of insight into that. And Rav Tversky also with some massively important essays here, Torah View on Homosexuality, that definitely was a very, very important, or is a very important essay on a very sensitive topic. And speaking a little bit about the ideas of mourning and grief when the three boys, unfortunately, were killed, some very beautiful formulations of Tversky and some very important words of insight in Chizuk. And certainly for a particular tzibor looking for Torah of Rav Schechter and the other Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University, this becomes very important. Those are Sfarim. Those are the first three Sfarim. We are going in literally no order at all. But the next Sefer, I think, is actually one of the more, in the world of Lom De Torah, the next Sefer was a very, very important Sefer, which came out. And even before you get anything else, those of us that are holding a little bit, just the way the Sefer is, the way it looks already conveys something. We've been doing this here for a couple of years, I believe. We haven't spoken that much about new Lumdish Sfarim that are as critical. We have a little bit. But Rav David Salvechik was the son of the Brisker Rav. David Salvechik passed away last year, February time, I think, maybe beginning of early February. David Salvechik was a Rosh Yeshiva, one of the Brisker Shivas in Yerushalayim, and an absolute giant of a Talmid Chacham. This is not the first Sefer to be put out of Rav David Salvechik's Torah. There are Shiurim that have been put out. There's a volume on Erchin that you have in Tzvachim and Menachos. David Salvechik's Shiurim are very, very popular. This was a Sefer that was put out, and it looks more similar to some of the Brisker Rav Sfarim that were there. Sefer put out the Torah of David Salvechik that he himself comes from his writing on Avoda and Karbanos and some Mechtavim. Avoda, Sefer Avoda, a commercial of the Rambam. The world of Brisk focuses much more on Kutchim than other areas of Halacha. There's a lot in the realm of Kutchim. And we have here some very, very important discussions in Rav David Salvechik. It's interesting for a bunch of reasons, Derech Agav, even if you are not the biggest, even if you're not learning, let's say, Sefer Karbanos right now or looking through Rav David Salvechik for that, there are, I'll make a couple of things. Number one, Stam, it's a little bit fascinating that there are parts that, in general, by Reb Chaim, he doesn't quote a lot of Achronim. Chaim doesn't quote a lot of Achronim. The Brisker Rav also not so much. But here, there is a little bit more of a comfort quoting Achronim, quoting Sfas Emes in Menachos is on page Chav Ches in the Sefer. But if you look around, you'll see different, even the range of Sfarim is a little bit of the, again, there's more of the Targum Unklus, Targum Yonos on Ben Uziel, that's on page 60. There's some great discussions here of even Torah, not just of his Torah, but Torah also where he writes, when I said this over, note, when I said this over in front of my father, the Brisker Rav, like, this is how he responded. And sometimes it gives you a little bit of the flavor and some very important Torah of the Brisker Rav here. topic went to Karban Pesach, Menorah in the beginning, and some very important Torahs. In the Mechtavim in the back, so there's one piece which I think is actually relevant to us that are learning Kiddushin this year. If I can find it, I'm sorry, I don't have any time to really look into this that much in advance. But he quotes the Ran and Kiddush in the Darim that many of us, I imagine, know, that the Ran and the Darim pointed out that the way Kiddushin works is that the woman's role in the Maisa Kiddushin is by making herself Hefker, and then the husband comes along and he is Kona her. It's more of a two-step kind of a process. That is what you, that is in the Ran and the Darim. It's a short piece there, again, if I remember correctly, where the Rav Soloveitchik points out that there does seem to go against a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Tes, where the Gemara refers to the woman as having Das Makna. It sounds there that she actually is a little bit more active, and in that sense, that's the one piece I think is a little bit more similar, which is more, I think, directly relevant to what you have here. Here's another piece that I think is also fascinating. So there's a couple like random yediyas in here. Earlier, and I saw the Sefer earlier this year, but not really just to really go through it, but I don't know if I could go through it. I don't know if I follow it, but at least in my attempt a little bit, there's a piece here which is also really intriguing, where somebody asked him about a ritva, about a Me'iri in Erevin. Someone asked him about a Me'iri in Erevin. He has some important to hear about the need for a minion at times also, whatever. But he writes out when someone asked him about a Me'iri in Erevin, there are a lot of unique shitas. This is on page 102. I got your letter about, and the thing you quote from Me'iri in Erevin is Heim Dvarim Machliim. It's very hard. It's wondrous things. Ukvar shamati harbe pam mimipi. I heard a lot of times from Adoni Avi Mori Rabbi Agona Amiti Shlita Zatzal Erfin the Brisker Rav Shein Lo Imun BaHamiri HaChadashem Shehivi Chamat Pisim Bizman Achron. That the Brisker Rav was suspect about the authenticity or the trustworthiness of some of the newer Meiris which were coming out recently. And he said Hosef Otam Alizeh. That's what you find sometimes, like really, really mechudash things in the newer Me'iris that were not in some of the older Me'iris. But that was a good idea to know. That was Sefer number 4. Sefer number 5. This one is, they're all fantastic. Sefer number 5, I think, is they're all kedai. They're wonderful. But Sefer number 5 is Torascha Sha'ashuai. Those were Vadim and Divrei Chizuk and Musar in the topic of Talmud Torah and Limud Gemara from Rav Sandler, who is the Mashkiach in Shar Yashiv. Rav Sandler is an amazingly talented Rebbe, as his Talmidim say, and the few interactive had with him, he's really, really remarkable. And he put out the Sefer, which is really important for the following reason. Stam, he's amazing, and he's a great Mechanech, and he writes a Sefer the way Mechanech writes a Sefer, to build, to give insight. The Mekoros are fantastic, really, really fantastic, very broad. He's remarkably, remarkably impressive. But what's interesting is sometimes when you're talking about Gemara Be'ian, you do it in the context of Gemara Be'ian. And it's very helpful to have like vadim that are being given over about divrei musar his orus, but about topics that are really sort of about again hasmada, but also limud gemara and what gemara really means and ways of being mishameh tamid chamim and ian and bekias, but in a way which highlights a certain kind of musar and the like. I put a couple of his farm were gifts, and that was awesome because I didn't see an art store at all, and this is really fantastic. But a lot of good eitzos and hadrachos, there's a lot of wonderful things here. I'll know one thing which he points out in the introduction, because it's relevant to Shavuos a little bit, that the Ksav Sofer in the Psich HaMasechet Gittin, as well as Chasam Sofer, point out that we say, we often say, we should have a chelek in Torah. The simple pshad is that we should have a chelek amongst those who are osek in Torah, but the Ksav Sofer points out that a similar idea points out Chasam Sofer in Chulin and Davav, that as well as the Chavetz Chaim and Sefer Shem Olam and others, and the Redziner, so Yesharim, it's a beautiful collection of Mekoros. Again, it's one page. It's Chasim Sofer and Ksav Sofer. It's Chavetz Chaim and Shem Olam. It's Redziner and so Yesharim. It's really, it's great. But Sefer Shosecha means that we daven to Shem Yisbarach every single day, that we all have our own chelek in Torah. We should all be able to find our particular chelek in Torah. And that's something which he emphasizes a lot, and in many ways, Matan Torah, as he elaborates on very beautifully, Nuramami Pano, the idea that there's Shishim Riba Osios, again, which comes from some of this farm earlier, but that there's a Kabbalah, that there's 6,000 letters in Torah, every Jew has his own chelak in Torah, that becomes a very important idea. But we got a Torah, which is our unique and personal chelak, that relates to a Yam Shel Shlomo and a Ritva and some other things, but that certainly is part of the discussion. The Sefer Rabbi Sandler is a very, very important, is a very, very important Sefer. The next Sefer, I don't even know why, I happen to really like it a lot. I know why I'm saying, but it's something which like, it connects for some reason. There's a very chashiv posek in Lakewood of Shmuel Felder that they had been giving halacha shiurim in Lakewood, and they started putting out some of his svarim. So before Sukkot, I got one of his Sfarim on the Moadim. It was a very nice Sefer in the Moadim. I just got on Friday a Sefer that came out of Shirim and Hilchos Yichud and Hilchos Hisrachkus Me'arayos, Simanim Chav Aleph Chav Beis in Ebn Ezer. In general, I find this Sfarim to be very, very nice in that they strike a particular kind of balance. It's not just a listing of halachas, but he gives you on the top a little bit of background and quoting a lot of the major poskim that happened to be there, and that's something which is very, very nice. The footnotes elaborate a bit more. It's a very understandable and easy kind of a style. Obviously, depending on where you are, so topics like Hisrachas Minashim is very different if you're in Skver or Lakewood or Teaneck. Some of these questions that he himself points out, it happens to be, but it's really done so nicely. He happens to have it in also, which I think is important, which is that there's some good Mipi HaShmuas in here. There's some good Mipi HaShmuas about from the Feinstein Zichron Levracha, that when there's like a little bit of stira in Rav Moshe, as an example, about whether or not Negiya Shaloba Derechiba, is that Mutter or is there an Issa Durabanan? And questions about Rav Moshe, questions about the subway, the Feinstein, said that from Rav David, he said, no, whatever it is that Rav David said, but questions about Rav David Feinstein, even about also like women covering hair. That Rav Moshe's tshuva about maybe it's okay for a woman to leave open certain hair. And that Rav Feinstein thought that Rav Moshe, to understand Rav Moshe like one particular kind of way. And sometimes it's important that that Rav David pointed out that Rav Moshe was not arguing that women l'chachila should leave a certain amount of room when they marry women, they cover their hair. Rav Moshe thought that Negir Shul B'Derechiba is mutter. You have to be sensitive about what's called Derechiba, what's not called Derechiba. That is very far from a sweeping heter. If it sounds too geschmack for you, that means that it's Derechiba. If you're too excited, it's like, no. So there's a, but that is, but the same for Shir Halacha, I find it to be very, very nice looking at the plane a lot on the way over. It's a good balance of some contemporary poskim, some other poskim, especially because there's an American sensitivity if you're into America. A lot of Pesachim also back to Kamenetsky and some Sfarim like that. A lot of Rav Moshe. It becomes very, very helpful. And there's a lot of Bekiyas and news Sfarim coming out also. There are Sicha, Frank Kanievsky, sort of organizing it in a very nice way. I find that Sefer really wonderful. Those are the first six of our Sfarim. We're going to go for as long as we can, and then we'll just stop when the time is up. The next Sefer I thought was really is really excellent. Again, they're all really great. But Jachter, he puts out Sfarim like, I don't know, like, I look at my, cell phone. I'll put a couple Sfarim this year, but this one I think is really great. Bridging Traditions, Demystifying Differences Between Sephardic and Ashkenazic Jews. Reb Jachter, aside from being a Rebbe in TBC for a long time and a very, very chashuv dayan in the Beis Elizabeth, and being in general just an amazing person, Misadar Gidin, Reb Jachter, right, is the Rav of a Sephardi shul. He is Ashkenazi. What he did here was it's a lot of different things. But especially if you were Ashkenazi, to be able to go through a Sefer where he has, just to point out the sheer volume of it, he has short write-ups of 89 different topics, the first 430 pages, of different topics that come up, where what do Ashkenazim hold and what do Sfaradim hold? And he really does, and then he has sections where he gives a good flavor throughout the whole Sefer of all Sfaradi Jews are not only Rav Avadya Yosef. And there's Rav Basas for Moroccan Jews. There are Yemenite Jews. He quotes Ben Shlomo all the time. So Ben Shlomo says Sefer, giving the Minhagim of Tamanim, really giving like an amazing sense of the breadth of Torah, of what's going on with Ben Tzion Abba Shaul and some of the real giants in Sephardic Jewry. It's an amazing Sefer. Happens to be really important also because in the world, as he points out, in the world in which we live, in which there's a lot of interaction between Ashkenazim and Sephardim, people getting married, Sephardim, Ashkenazim having people over, friends, etc., so it's important to know certain halachas he speaks about how those interactions look. As an example, I've had many people over for Shabbos meals in the past, many Ashkenazim and many Sephardim, and the importance here, maybe perhaps serving water challah instead of egg challah, so that it's important so they can feel more comfortable making a hamotzi on the challah that they are going to be making on. There's a lot of things here it's really just done, I thought, very, very nicely. Even if Sephardic halacha interests you zero. So first of all, that's like a little bit odd if it just use zero, like some curiosity. It's a great overview of Pesachim. He happens to be also, back to the previous thing, if you're into like a Schechter or a Willig Pesachim, he happens to have a lot of nice stuff in Willig Pesachim here also that are very important to know about. I'll give you one relevant to Ksubis, which is an important conversation. Rav Avadya had a bit of a chiddush, as many of us probably learned in the beginning of the year, as far as what chuppah means. So if chuppah means yichud, like the Rambam, the question is, so when does that yichud take place? Ashkenazim, the general practice, at least amongst most Ashkenazim and maybe some Sephardim, is to have a yichud room right after the chuppah. right to the Chuppa. The practice of Ravadia's Chiddush was that there is no Yichud really there. Ravadia very strongly maintained that the real Yichud takes place after the wedding. After the wedding, when the couple go back to their apartment, that's where the real Yichud is. Part of the Shiloh was, can someone who's Ashkenazi make one of the Shevet Brachas at that Chuppah? Because he's making one of the Shevet Brachas, there isn't going to be a Yichud right away. It's only going to take place significantly later. There's going to be another Shevet Brachas at the end of the wedding, even before they have the Yichud room. So there's some very important halachas about Ashkenazi Sephardi interactions here. Jasper Kedark by Kodesh writes very, very clearly. Very, very clearly. It's really done well. And that would be Sefer number 7. Sefer number 7. Sefer number 8, I'll make a very quick point. I'm not sure if it's a Sefer or not. I don't know how you count Sfarim. But Moshe Reichman was one of the real Gvirim, an amazing person who supported so many Torah institutions out of Toronto. Yisrael Besser, I believe, is the author of a wonderful biography out of Moshe Reichman that Art School put out. In general, I happen to be, and I there's a lot of to say about the Art School biographies. I would love to talk about it a different time. Some of them are fantastic. So Moshe Reichman is awesome. Because if you buy into a narrative about article biography, so you wouldn't believe this book should exist. It's a book not about a Gadol B'Yisrael. They're not claiming that he is. He was a very committed, very frum, very impressive Jew, had shaychus to many, many absolute giants. But to say for celebrating what a person can do when his full-time job is not in a base medrash, what a person can do as far as contributing to the Torah world from a bit of a different place, the book is called Building for Eternity. It's a wonderful, wonderful, it's very inspiring. It's very inspiring. Some really great maestros there in it. And that is that would be book number 8. Got to stay close to home for number 9. Ritzbacher put out a sefer. The sefer is very, very nice. It's a sefer called Ian. Let's talk about it for a minute. For a minute. And please convey to him tomorrow that I spoke about it. If not tonight, although not all of you. That would be very overwhelming. The sefer is a... has to do with tools for learning Gemara B'Iyan. Let me give a little bit of background. One does not find Lida'ati before, one finds a phenomenon of Sfarim that talk about Klalim. Many Sfarim, many Mechabri Sfarim don't ever reflect upon their own methodology. Many Poskim don't ever write about their own particular style. In the world of Brisk, for all of those who have written about the Brisker Derech, quote unquote. So none of them are quoting Ksav Yad of Reb Chaim, what the Brisker Derech happens to be, or the Brisker Rav, or etc. There is Sfarim of Klali HaPsak. Yitzhak Yosef has a 3 volumes recently, last, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, which are maybe longer, which are really great. But there started to be a movement of people that put out Sfarim with some Derech HaLimud type phenomenon. The world in general, many people are very fixated on Derech HaLimud. Sometimes in an odd way where they forget about the limud, which is supposed to also be important. But in the Derech HaLimud scene, a sefer called Ian Belumdas put out years ago. So this Bacher here in his sefer Ian did a wonderful job of giving a certain klalim, certain kind of tools for thought and how to analyze Gemara. It is reflective of a particular style of limud, a particular style of conceptual analysis. Does a great job by giving examples of things which take place, a lot of them in our cycle here in the yeshiva. It's a wonderful sefer. It gives a very good sense of certain sort of analytic tools, and that would be sefer number 9. Sefer number 10. Sefer number 10 is another really really great sefer. Is the first volume of Rav Rimon's Tshuvas. Rav Rimon is a very, very well-known posek and author of Sfarim here in Eretz Yisrael. He is very, very popular in America, judging by I think I was in 4 different homes over the last 3 days in America, and Rav Rimon was everywhere. Maybe that's where you were in Teaneck. That's a fair point. But Rav Rimon in general is very, very popular, and he is popular only as a person who writes Sfarim, but also in terms of his Tshuvas. Most of his tshuvas are not published. He has WhatsApp groups for Rabbanim, where he often will people ask Shilas often respond in tshuva form. Sometimes it's even like beyond impressive, you know, like not that long after is a nice tshuva that's already written. But this is the first volume of his tshuvas. The tshuvas are on COVID from there, but the plan is to put out tshuvas and other topics also. I'm biased in that part of it was dedicated very, very graciously in honor of memory of my father, but Rav Rimon's tshuvas are great. They're organized, they're structured well, and in general, it gives a good feeling for all of for different areas of Torah. And it's important not only because even if post-COVID you're looking for really good kulas, the Kovitz Farm are the place to go. It is still something which is it's great Torah and to see, even just for bringing back memories for some people of what was going on at different times. There are a couple, you know, that's certainly there also. Those are 10 Sfarim. Okay, I'll mention three other things which did not make the cut because I see that we have more time. So we'll mention a couple others that I think are there. One which I think is really great, Rabbi Ari Leibowitz's Kono Lamo on Shabbos came out this year. I think it's really important for an interesting reason. Rabbi Leibowitz's, all of his farm are really important. His farm is really important because he organizes Torah really, really well. He gives you a very nice, pleasant overview of a sugya with Gemara and Rishonim and Achorim. It's wonderful in that sense. The Hilchos Shabbos one I thought was really important for another reason. I would say I didn't see anyone. I didn't hear anyone make this Ha'ara, but to me it struck me, and maybe this is what people say, that he writes actually, he has a lot of time there on topics, some of which are often not covered in regular Hilchos Shabbos Sfarim. So many people can learn Hilchos Shabbos and spend no time, as I'm in mind from this morning, because we referenced it today in Shir, about the Isser of reading Ksuvim on Shabbos, the Mishnah Mishnah Ksavim in Karakol Kisvei, the Isser of reading Ksuvim on Shabbos. So that's what comes up. And it comes up in Hilchos Shabbos, but typically when you're very focused in the worlds of Borer and Bishul, so you can miss some of that. Rabbi Leibowitz does a great job of really extensively discussing certain topics that even in a regular limud of Hilchos Shabbos, a person could miss. He has some newer discussions also, which is valuable because even if I'm not really like a coffee Shabbos drinker, electric this, that, I don't know what these things are so much. I am, however, a little bit of a Baltaiva, so I enjoy good drinks. I just don't know how to do them. But certain some discussions there about certain things that you can use on Shabbos and how to use it. There's some great stuff there in there. So that didn't make the list because first Chelek was on the list, I think, a couple years ago. But if he was qualified, that would have been, you know, number 11. But it's unfortunately, you know, we're sticking to 10. Two others, which if we expanded 10, but I guess we'll say we're out for technicalities. There was a... we'll go with one more. This was a tradition, was a journal put out. Yoni, this is for you. Tradition was, you know why? Yes. Tradition was a journal that was founded by Rabbi Lam, I believe, originally. Rabbi Lam passed away, unfortunately, about a year and a half or so ago. And they had here a variety of articles. I don't know, I'm guessing 30 or so articles of people reflecting on the Torah and impact of Rabbi Lam. There are some very important articles here to appreciate Rabbi Lam. He was a major figure in the world, he would say, of centrist orthodoxy for a very long time. There's a good article here about from Shlomo Zuckier about Chassidus in NYU through the lens of some of Rabbi Lam's Torahs. Rosenzweig has a very important article, or I think it's wonderful, on creativity in Rav Talmud Torah. There's a great article written by Rabbi Ganak, I believe, on the topic of Rabbi Lam's sort of like lumdus and shiurim and how that played out. It's really very, very nice to be able to go through. But there he has a discussion, Rabbi Lam on Sfiras HaOmer. It's a couple days in. That's on page 71 in there. But I thought that was like that was very, very helpful. I'll just end by sharing a thought. I'd not systematically think about this that much. A lot of this was farm that I had by my makom next to my bed or just in my house or here, not put away in this farm shelf because they were new and that's just what it was. I also mentioned no Haggadahs. That seemed like a little bit, we'll be okay with that, the Haggadahs for now. It's an amazing time that we are in. There's such great Sfarim. Sifrei Halacha coming out of YU and coming out of Lakewood. There are Sfarim of Musar. There's Sfarim, we even speak about Rabbi Shemeyer. That's like, he needs his own like top 10 Rabbi Shemeyer Sfarim of the year. There's like, not really 10, but like, you know what I'm saying? We just also speak about every Wednesday. There's so many great Sfarim that are coming up. Put out the Babetz Rebbe on Rambam. There's so many good things that have come out. And it's such a beautiful thing to see that Torah, no Sein HaTorah, and a Torah which is a Torah Chaim, and a Torah which is very much alive. Some of these Sfarim really show that Torah can be relevant in every generation. The Musar and the insight and the Psak relevant for every generation. And some of the beauty of these Sfarim are that they're timeless. David Soloveitchik, the Sefer, is timeless. It's a Sefer which is to Sefer on Avodah and Karbanos. And that sometimes it's an amazingly powerful thing that just to see the beauty of what can be put out, the beauty of what is done. There's so much wonderful, wonderful Torah, which is constantly being produced. biography, I think of W.S.L.H. came in. Also, there's really just, there's great stuff out there. And to be able to be aware of, sometimes it's great to go to a farm store and just get Chizek. I saw it in Lakewood, I ended up not buying it. There's a great Sefer put out. I don't know if it's a Sefer, but it was a book put out. I forget who. It's two people of Yerushalayim. And it was pictures of Yerushalayim with short insights. Gave a feel of what like Mea Shearim looks. It was beautiful pictures of old Yerushalmi Jews, you know, baking matzah and cutting down chakaktsirs coming up and cutting the wheat, thinking about it was amazing, amazing. There's so much beautiful stuff. The Baruch Shalom should bless us that we should experience the newness of Torah and we should be makabel Torah. Makabel Torah anew isn't just being makabel the Torah that we received at Maamar Har Sinai, but being able to continue to delve into it and to see new explanations and new pshat to them along the way. Have a wonderful rest of your night.